I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While hope of a future HIV/AIDS vaccine spreads, the Evangelical Alliance mission realizes that a field-ready vaccine is actually years away. Nancy Sturrock with TEAM says their efforts will be focused on three people groups in Zimbabwe in the meantime. That would be the infected, affected, and yet to be affected. She also adds,
more than a medical project, we're really hoping to come alongside of the Zimbabwe church and help them to be able to be the voice in the hands of Jesus as we build the body of Christ there.
Elsewhere, a teacher from Virginia says her life was transformed by a visit to Uganda. Sponsored by Cure International, the 22-year-old spent 2 weeks volunteering at a children's hospital. Moved by the experience, she's now collecting donations to sponsor a surgery at the Cure Children's Hospital. The hospital's the only one in Uganda offering specialized neurological care for kids. And with your help, a child can receive much-needed treatment. Visit us online if you can help. And do you want to get involved in missions and stay close to home? Try Youth for Christ's City Life program. Lisa Gintz, who oversees the National City Life Program, explains,
we really emphasize not only sharing the love of Christ with our words, but demonstrating the love of Christ with our actions through all sorts of creative programming, not just Bible studies and discipleship, but also maybe tutoring programs, health clinics, economic literacy, and collaborating with folks who are already in the city doing great work to really shine the light of Christ in that local context.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.